Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What up, everybody? This is the Preachers and Sneakers podcast, the podcast that literally no one has ever asked for. You all thought that I was done for good. You thought the pastors finally got smart and had me murdered. But no, we were just on a quick break and we're back full force. On today's episode, I have no idea how I got this guy on the podcast, but my wife and I were able to go to LA and sit down with one of the funniest people in entertainment today. This guy has been in not only TV and movies, but also has written books. He's voiced over video games. He's hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Recently, he was on Nat Geo with Bear Grylls, getting it in the wilderness, trying to survive. This guy used to host The Soup. He had a leading role in Community, but he's most well-known for his role in Spy Kids 4D. That's right, my wife and I got to sit down and talk with Joel McHale. It was amazing. This guy is hilarious. And not only that, he eviscerated me the whole time and completely roasted me on multiple different levels, and I'm still recovering. So if you hate what I do and hate me as a person, at least you can enjoy this podcast because I literally get destroyed in front of my wife. If you haven't already, please make sure you give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe if you haven't already. Also, if you're interested, go to patreon.com/preachersandsneakers. If you want to support us even more, you can get exclusive merch and access and content and all that. I appreciate all the people that have already supported us on Patreon. Okay, enough talking. Let's get to my conversation with Joel McHale. One note about the episode, there was a good bit of language in our conversation. So if you have small kids, just be aware of that. Maybe it's not the best episode to listen to out loud, but it's 2019 and everybody's doing whatever they want. So it's up to you. But I just wanted to put that out there so you could use your discretion on whether or not you should play it with small kids in the car or at home. So you've been warned.
So I'm sitting here with Joel
McHale.
It's McHale. Jeez. Okay.
With and a I'm Q. Sitting here with Johnny Preacher Sneakers?
Yeah, I Preach McSneak.
It's Scottish, right?
It is, but there's a whole story.
How many pairs of sneakers did you bring with you on the trip?
I only brought two because I was trying to be subtle.
That's very good.
I didn't want people to see me from far away or like notice that.
I can't see you now. Just so you know, just to set the scene, he's sitting in his car and his wife's our go-between. And so he won't let me see him.
Well, yeah, it's just part of my whole motif I have. But thanks for standing outside my car so I could interview you in place of Donald.
I'd be able to see you if I were standing next to your car unless you bought or you rented a tinted window. Poopty. Yeah, Donald was very excited about it.
I know, and we've developed quite the relationship over the course of having this Instagram account. He's a big Instagram guy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. And he just a big fan of mine through and through.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, I mean, he's kind of been running his songs by me.
Really?
Before releasing them, yeah.
Huh.
That whole This Is America thing was kind of...
That you approved that?
Yeah. Like, I was kind of like the last line of defense for that.
Texas is also known for its liars, right? Because that's what you're doing right
whatever, now. Whatever it takes to make a buck, really.
Yeah, you know what? That's definitely biblical and in the American way.
So
that's why I sell cocaine.
That's right. That's, I mean, a universal kind of recession-proof type business.
It really is. It's really just as long as they don't legalize it.
Right. That would be a huge loss.
It's fun. Will pot ever be legalized in Texas?
No, absolutely not. Same with gambling.
But you can wear guns on the outside.
You can shoot guns in the air. And people are like, America.
Because I wasn't sure about what's it called, open carry, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this guy was driving me from the airport to the hotel, and I was like, so can you actually wear your guns on the outside here? And he goes, well, you need a license. And I was like, yeah, I suspected that part, where you needed the license part. You just don't do it. And I was like, do you wear the license as a bib? Well, I don't understand. Is the license out as well? I don't know. I'll stop talking.
No, it's some states you don't need a license to open carry, but if you want to conceal carry, you need a license, and you can either completely open carry or you can completely concealed carry. But if you are concealed carry and someone sees part of your gun, you could get arrested.
Huh.
If you don't.
I want to wear like pearl handled pistols from like 1875.
Like an actual leather
get the whole cowboy setup. With like a nice suit.
Just make people deal with it. And
I would do that.
So you're not a gun guy. You're a...
I like knives and swords a lot. As you can see, they're right behind
me. I can't see.
I've got a couple of samurai swords underneath my bed, just in case. I've always liked edged weapons.
What drives that? Is that random?
I'm going to say it's a gift from God. Is it that desire? I have no idea. My dad, my mom and dad, they lived in Europe. That's where I was born. Thanks for the research. And my dad collected a bunch of swords and knives and whips from the Middle East and from Italy. And I would soon, from the moment I can remember, I was like, those are going to my room. And I still have some of them. And I have like a bayonet my grandfather gave me, not that he fought. In World War I, he would have been way too young, but he would not have been barely alive. But I don't know.
That's so interesting. You're the first person I've ever met that's been like a serious, like, long-bladed weapon.
I don't know what it is about. I have no clue.
And to be clear, I did do my research, so much so that I listened to like 42 of your interviews. And
wow.
Every single person asked, okay, so you're from Rome, right? And then you say, well, Georgia. And then they say, and then you say, no, Italy.
Nice.
And I was committed to not asking the same stupid questions that the rest of America has done.
I just had to insert it myself.
I know. And I don't blame you.
No, yeah, that's the one thing I can brag about.
Italy. You look Italian.
Thank you.
Everyone told me that you had a face for radio, but now I fully believe it.
Look, I would never say I would never call you podcast face. But because I think you even have to be less attractive for that.
Right.
Because
they wouldn't have allowed me on
public
radio.
It's not like you applied
for
this. You didn't apply for this job.
This is...
I met a guy yesterday who literally teaches a course. His name is Simsarnath, he's a very talented guy, but he teaches a course at USC about podcasts. And I was like, what do you say?
Teach?
I was like,
press record.
Professor, which windscreen should I put over my mic? And I'm like, this is the greatest thing.
That's so stupid. I mean, it's not stupid. I'm sure there's a lot that goes into it.
And I was like, how's attendance? And he's like, there's a waiting list. Of course.
Wow. There's big money if you're Dax or Joe Rogan or Conan.
Carolla.
Adam Carolla. Yep. And you've been on, I listened to you on Dax.
Mm-hmm.
Were you on Conan?
I've never been on Conan's.
You've been on the show.
Thanks
right?
a lot. Yes.
Conan, if you're listening to this, I know you do listen to this.
I like
get my dude
Jimmy
Joel.
Kimmel. It was really great.
He's got a really, his sense of comedy is incredibly unique.
It just makes me howl. Yes, it makes me angry.
Because it's smart.
Well, he's so funny that it makes me go, why am I trying?
Right.
I'm just going to take an edged weapon and run down the street screaming.
You have a lot of those. I imagine living in this city.
Greatest city in the world?
Yes, this is the greatest city in the world.
Seattle's right up there.
We've been here for like 24 hours and we already believe that this is the greatest city in the world.
Wow.
That's a lot.
To the Cowboy fans.
I know. That's going to really hurt my...
Go Seahawks.
Fan base.
Go Seahawks. I'm a fan of Seahawks. But his humor is, he's smart and he's funny, but he's also like self-deprecating where it seems genuine. And it also, it lands really well. Anyways.
He's a treasure.
Yeah.
And I would never say that to his face.
I wouldn't either. No.
Because that then, well, he's like a lot of comedians that if you compliment him, he runs screaming.
Right.
God.
Because comedy is ultimately a defense mechanism for letting anyone get close to you.
Or a weapon.
As you use it, slinging
it. Not a shield necessarily. It could be a spear.
So my first like real question is, am I the biggest celebrity to interview you up to this point?
I mean, you're not from here, so you have, of course, extra body fat. You're like fun. You're fun loving. See what I did there? You walked right into it. You just
that was
you,
that really was a.
It was like I put a rake out on the ground and you stepped on it and it smacked you in the face.
There's so many adjectives I could have used, and I wrote like biggest,
scrumptious.
Am I the juiciest celebrity to interview you?
Most delectable. Boy,
I knew this was a mistake.
Let's see. Yes, you are.
And
but you also, as you know, since you did it, Preachers in Sneakers is, you know, it blew up Instagram.
It did.
And see?
It's it almost is the new Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, you and Aniston just...
neck and neck, really.
Destroyed it. Mm-hmm. And the number of people... It's funny, because I used
to... She worked hard for her followership on Instagram.
She what?
She worked hard for her followership on Instagram. I don't know how she does it.
She's like maybe a dog picture.
She made an account and posted one picture and had 18 million followers overnight. I don't know what she's at.
That's
now.
What happened to me. Overnight. Over 10. I mean, if the night was
you never
endless,
had to work for any of this? It's just been a breeze for you?
No, it's what I was going to say. No, so you exploded. Then I started telling you. I was like, have you been on Preachers and Sneakers? And then people started coming up to like, they'll be like, are you on Preachers? Have you seen? I was like, yeah, I used to. Yes.
Really? So like, yeah. Your people.
My people. You know, celebrities. See what I did there?
Big fan. I mean, I'm one
here
of them.
Here come the dogs.
I am one of them now. But I wonder why, well, one, it's too much power for one person to have.
Instagram?
Well, to be able to cause a viral thing from your phone.
Oh, so you don't want to do it?
My wife doesn't want.
You mean your wife who's sitting here with us, who's enjoying the spoils of your success?
My wife is literally getting a massage right now by the in-house masseuse.
Cup. I am... So you don't want to have this much power in your hand?
No, I do. I just think it's probably... It's... So many people are unequipped. It's like, I had no training or any history with... public media at all.
And you poor thing.
Yet I created it from my phone, and now I'm multi millionaire.
Yeah, because of it. I can tell by your outfit.
This was a mistake.
It does show how. But if you think about it, it's like, I don't know, like when I took driving school and when I was 30. No, when I was 16, the guy was like, for the first time ever in your life, you will be able to go somewhere alone further and faster in your control ever. And I was like, other than a plane, he's right. And I was like, I never thought about it that way, that you can hop in a car and if you really want to, be in Argentina.
Yeah.
And so you think about that little phone. It's and everyone talks about it, like, isn't it awful? I'm like, no,
well, it's
great. And I know it's not awful because you're on it and calling it awful at the same time.
And you literally can't look away from it. She cusses me out all the time for the 8 hours of the day I spend.
What's your cuss? What's your favorite cuss word? Is it?
Itch.
So you're like, she's just so get off that.
She does call me that pretty.
That's so funny if you're like, hey, get off that. Just nothing fancy about it.
I don't know if y'all can tell, but this is a cry for help.
Great.
Someone save me from this woman.
Hey, bitch. Get off your phone. I mean, you got us. This is his livelihood. Do you have a job?
No, I'm in school. No.
But
I DJ on the side.
You've been. You do?
Yeah.
Shocker.
This interview is it's going well.
You still have a job. Yeah, but you've been approached by companies to try to monetize this, I assume. Like a couple sponsorships here and there?
Yeah, not really impressive ones. Like, they're affiliate-type deals. Like, hey, if they use my code for something, I'll get a commission. But okay. Not like, hey, let me pay you $10,000 for this ad. Yeah,
right, let me
that's
pay
why
you.
I'm interviewing you now, because yeah. I'm hoping this will
but
skyrocket
so
my career.
It actually, you're doing the right thing in that you're doing a podcast, you've got some merchandise, you get great, obviously the content is great, and it's not like, in 6 months, you're going to have $15 million. But over time, it's going to really, I think you'll be very happy. Unless the preachers get together and ritual murder you.
Yeah, that's been a concern since about March of this year.
Oh, it's the greatest combination.
How did you, I really didn't come to talk about me.
I did.
But since I enjoy it. How did you come upon the account? And then what made you reach out to me? Because we literally, do we have a friendship?
No.
Would you call it a friendship at this point?
No, you're not on TV.
Right.
I would say we have.
We now know each
internet
other.
Internet friendship, like, you know, Grindr.
Yeah.
And
like catfish.
No, but two different people I've reached out to this way, and they've been. It's worked out great because I feel like we're gonna be friends for life.
Just
said my own name. See, no, I feel like you guys are super. You were so friendly that I was like, he seems like a totally cool, normal guy. Mm-hmm. And what am I saying? Obviously, somebody recommended it. Who was it? It'll come to me probably by the end of the podcast. But
was it a fellow celebrity?
It might have been, and I'm not kidding. Anyway, it'll come to me by the end of it.
Okay. Like,
it was a revelation, and you probably saw when I liked every one of your photos in about 1 minute's time. And then I was showing people it. I would show it, and it made me so happy.
Why do you think people...
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron's mom. Hey. Right on. See you in a bit.
Why do you think people, like, respond so well to this thing? Because I didn't even...
spellings that you put in it and grammar problems.
Well, that was because I was homeschooled. So.
Oh, wow. Well, fine. Why do they like Preachers and Sneakers?
I mean,
it's the perfect combination of comedy and calling out a pretty big hypocrisy. And because those health and wealth guys can justify pretty much anything. I know that right now, a lot of people aren't probably happy with what I'm saying, but I don't care. But, you know, he's really getting it in there. But it's just hilarious when you see a preacher wearing $6,000 pair of sneakers. And then people go like, well, you have a bunch of sneakers. And I was like, yeah, but I'm not a preacher.
I'm not getting donations.
I'm not, yeah, I don't get, I guess technically, yeah, no, I don't get my income through donations. So I find that endlessly funny. And I know that I've read interviews with you where you're like, I just love sneakers and I love what they're wearing. and I remember someone put a comment like, the price has risen, which I thought was really, really funny.
There has been this whole like secondary market of comedy in the comment section that is, people are a lot funnier than I am, and people will quickly...
I agree.
Yeah.
No, I will come up with... I'll be like, oh, this is a good post. Here's a funny comment, and then there'll be 10 funnier comments.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, I guess, yeah, that's it.
But also, you have a real job. A lot of these people are...
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on the Match Game.
Card Sharks.
Card Sharks.
You know, there's a plug for you. That's
no,
one.
I just think it's really... I think it's really good to... You know, I'm sure these health and wealth guys do a lot of good, and they don't want to be called health and wealth, right? I assume they don't want that.
I don't think so.
But I think it's just, I don't know, it's endlessly funny. And some of the outfits are hysterical.
Heinous, really. Yeah. So I listened to you talked to the Relevant guys briefly, like a year ago, I think.
The Relevant guys?
He does so many interviews that he doesn't.
What do you
Relevant
mean?
Is like the one like Christian pop culture magazine,
Relevant podcast.
And you were talking about.
Just so you know, I didn't realize that's what it was when I started talking to him.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh, okay, great.
So I can't cuss.
Oh, I cussed a lot. They cut it out.
Yeah. The way they do their interviews is that they basically like ask the questions in post and then play a clip of your response.
Oh, yeah.
Only if you listen to it.
There's a guy on the Seahawks. He wrote a book and he's got a very, very strong faith. And he's like, will you write something in the back of my book? And I was just like, really great, inspiring. I could have done without all the F-bombs. And made me so happy.
Did he print it?
Well, he did. And then people actually thought I had dropped a bunch of F-bombs.
He didn't buy the book.
And I was like, people, this is my, I spend most of my time going, people are wonderful and they're super smart and caring. And then 2 minutes later, I'll be like, people are the dumbest things on the planet. And a fucking sea cucumber could outwit them. I go back and forth every time. So anyway,
so you're kind of a anomaly in this town because...
That's not true.
First rule of improv, never say no.
No, but Keith, Keith Johnstone, the founder of like Theater Sports and Impro, wrote that book, now this is 30 years ago. He was like, you can say no after 7 years. It's like a 7 year rule. I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay.
No, a lot of people go like, it's gotta be yes and. I like to do a yes but.
Okay, and that's worked for you?
I am just making things up now. Well, look at this dog.
I believe you. Look at that pup. That's a sweet pup. His name's Bean. How old is he?
Beanbag. He's a year and a, almost a year and a half.
Beanbag.
He's a maniac.
Don't eat my mic, man. Those are really high quality mics.
So
tell me about, sorry to interrupt you, but I was getting at having, being in the entertainment industry and living in LA, this isn't distracting at all.
Go ahead.
Having a faith in this town.
No,
you're kind of like now known for that.
I am.
Yeah, or at least in the Christian sphere.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't like him.
No. Joel is having a seizure currently.
Poor bee.
This is good for the interview, right?
No, it is. It's we have a good filter for those kind of.
Well, here's what
I think. Anyways.
So repeat your question.
How did you end up, like, y'all go to church a lot?
No.
You're a professing Christian, right?
No.
But you go to church a lot.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm all those things.
Yeah. So in this town and in your industry, that's pretty
You'd be surprised. No, it's not. I think that's a stereotype about...
I'm here to break those stereotypes.
Yeah, no, you'd be surprised at the number of people that do go to church, and I think people want there to be like, well, it's just a hidden den full of cocaine doers and Satan worshipers here, and it is.
We've seen those.
It's really like people are like, oh, you know, Hollywood, how do you stay married? And I was like, I don't know. The divorce rate's exactly the same
as within Christians, else. Yeah.
It's just that the divorces here get way more press. And
that's a word right there.
Press? Way?
It is.
More?
Again.
No, and then I'll have people go like, but you curse a lot. I'm like, what are you going to do about it?
You're still going to buy tickets, bro.
I think you'd be surprised about the number of people that have faith, and including like, you know, like the number of Jewish friends that I have that go to synagogue. Mm-hmm. I think you'd be surprised. And I think people think, oh, it's just a bunch of, I don't know, atheists and agnostics running around in leased BMWs and Audis and shopping and having brunch and going to the coffee bean.
Yeah.
And I find much like, kind of like the average for my hometown of Seattle is that 90%, 85% of people are just working their butts off all day long.
Right.
And 15% are, of that 15%, 2% is like the best people on the planet. And the other 13% are a bunch of assholes. Mm-hmm. And they ruin it for a lot of people. But I find that that averages to about the same. I do think that power, money, and wealth and fame can... definitely can change people, but that happens in every city. You want to have
any amount of success.
Yeah, and I think that's when in any big city. But
how do you keep that in perspective, though? Like, because you've, I mean, objectively done all that, achieved all that.
No, I'm. You're
still an up-and-comer.
I traffic human beings, so that's my problem.
You should repent of that.
Look at another guy telling me. So what am I saying on top of that? There's a really good book by Bruce Campbell. He is currently an actor. He was in all the Army of Darkness movies, the Evil Dead movies. He was Sam Raimi's guy for years. He was in Briscoe County Jr. He's a very funny guy, and he had this great book called If Chins Could Kill, And it's basically about the actors and the actresses, actors, they were all actors, but that 95% of the actors here work their asses off every day. And I don't know the I really don't know the 5% that don't. Mm-hmm. And the hours are crazy. And I think I just, it always pisses me off when people go, well, you know, you guys just hang out down there. And I was like, I have driven off the road from falling asleep more than once.
Oh,
and
snap.
There is a rule in for the Teamsters who drive all the trucks and vans, who are some of the nicer, greater people on the planet. And they have, there's a rule that if we, like, it's something, I'm going to get it wrong, so would a Teamster please correct me?
Mm-hmm.
But after like two or three, like 15 or 16 hour days on the job, you're not allowed. They have to buy you hotel rooms because too many Teamsters are driving off the road and killing themselves and are getting horribly injured. So anyway, I went from people go to church and synagogue to and have faiths to people driving off the road from sleeping to work. So anyway, yes. Yeah, so you'd be surprised at the number of folks.
That makes sense. But for you personally, how? So like, I'm intrigued by, regardless of, you know,
I'm just doing it for the money.
Yeah, you are doing it for money. That's understood. But you said the stat about, like, basically divorce rates are the same everywhere. But a lot of people do get divorced regardless.
Yeah.
And you've 50%. Been married to your wife since the beginning, obviously.
We divorced three times.
Three times, yeah. Congrats on your
I've been married to my wife since the beginning. She is Eve.
I mean, she must be a saint. Because within the 15 minutes we've been talking to you, I already want to strangle you, kind of.
Well, good luck.
No, for real. Like, she must be a saint because
you need the arm strength. No. People, when they meet me, they're like, "Hey, it's the guy from Cable and the guy from that TV show some people watched." Mm-hmm. And then they're
Daniel Tosh,
yes, and Rob Dyrdek, and so
Dyrdek.
Then they meet my wife and they're like, oh. We
sanity exists.
We showed up
for
you and we stayed for Sarah. So
she's so impressive.
She is like impressive.
In her own right.
Yeah. I cannot believe she agrees to continuously be with me.
And what
physically.
Do you think it's a faith thing that drives both of you to stay together? Or is it
no, because I think the divorce rate pretty much the same.
Yeah. I mean
No, there's just as much mayhem. My friend Kate Bowler, read her book. It's called Everything Happens for a Reason and Other Lies I've Loved.
Okay.
She said something, and I was like, I wish that was a bumper sticker, which was, it was like, I'm a Christian. We're just as big a pieces of shit as you, or even worse. And I was like, that's the one.
Kind of why we need help.
Yeah, no, and I remember seeing that bumper sticker is like, Jesus, protect me from your followers. And I was like, that is a good one.
Mm.
And I always thought when that Darwin fish, remember back in the 90s?
The Ichthus fish, yeah.
Second graders.
Uh-huh.
And people like, oh, that's an attack. I was like, on what? And I was like, what's the problem? They're like, well, you know, evolution. I was like, whoa. Oh, you're a dummy. I see. You're an idiot.
Such an aggressive attack.
And I was like, and I always thought, that's the one I would put on my car. And anyway, now I'm just bragging.
Hmm.
To go back to your question, Sarah's remarkable.
Yeah. I'm glad we got to meet her.
I'm very lucky. 23 and a half years.
And she just puts up with all of your shenanigans.
Yes, she is. One moment. Okay. Because what happens is a guy, like an Amazon guy, will show up, and then these three small dogs, they do their version of attacking. It's just really annoying. It's weird. It's funny. Once in a while, you'll meet somebody who's truly like terrified of a little fluffy dog, and I was like, all right, that's great. Anyway, what am I saying? I am saying yes. So she is. Yeah, yes, she's the greatest. I don't know why. I know that this sounds like I'm going to go crazy in a second if this talk keeps going. I don't know why she agrees, but it's great.
That's awesome.
But no, she puts up a lot of me because I am a workaholic. OCD, ADHD, all that stuff, and she's been very patient.
That's what I was going to ask about next, was like, you're involved with a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely was trying to do research earlier, and you have hosted the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You've been a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Was possibly the greatest moment of my career, next to being on Sesame Street.
You've been a Top Chef judge.
There's not a lot of judging. Yeah. I judge a lot.
You are incredibly judgmental.
The Christian faith that says not to judge, but that's all I do.
And it's very lucrative to do that.
They do pay you money,
and people like to watch it too.
Yeah, no, I love doing it, but yeah, that's the silly thing about, wonderfully silly thing about Hollywood, is that they'll pay you too much money to do stuff like that. And, I truly enjoy it, but I spent so many, like the first 30 years of my life, not making any money.
Right.
And going into debt. And then when they started paying me, and I was like, yes, I'm catching up finally.
Is that the best feeling in the world?
To be solvent in the thing which you like doing or love doing feels so good. When they began actually, I was like, I cannot believe I'm being paid to tell jokes. I cannot believe I'm being paid to act. And I was just so happy. When I see people complain about that shit, it makes me want to grind my teeth down. I get that. I mean, hours can be rough, and then sometimes conditions, if you're out in the cold and it's raining or snowing and it's nighttime, you hear people complaining. And I was like, yeah, but that PA, the production assistant, has been standing out there longer than you.
And they're making $50K a year.
They're making, yeah, way less than that. So anyway, it feels really good.
Do you also, the feeling of being validated in the thing that you thought you were supposed to be doing?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is like this thing. Because I had my dream was to be an actor. I didn't ever think I was going to be a host. That didn't even dawn on me. And then that's how I kind of broke into the business. But this vocation, I feel like, was planted in me. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, I know a lot of actors that feel like this is all I've ever wanted to do. And it's a curse in a weird, both ways, because if you have the curse and you don't act, it drives you wild. And if you have it and you're able to, it's great, but you constantly want to do it. It's not an affliction. It's great if it's working. But I think John Lithgow said, like, all I want is the approval of that audience. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because when I go on stage to do stand-up, I hate all the travel. I hate all the being away from the family. But, boy, when I'm on stage, I have a good time.
Hey, yo, what up? This episode of the Preachers and Sneakers podcast is brought to you by PosterBurner.com. You know all those photos on your iPhone and your computer that you took once and never looked at again? Why not take some of the best ones and turn those into beautiful canvases for your home or office? PosterBurner.com uses advanced printing science that I don't understand, like image super resolution, to prepare your image for printing. And that makes a huge difference in the final print quality. It won't look amateur and it won't look blurry like if you printed it at your house. They have old-fashioned conversational customer service, talking to a real person. Imagine that. That will help you along or answer any of your questions. Your image will never print better than it will at PosterBurner.com, and I can guarantee it. They sent me a poster of some of the graphics I use on Instagram, and it looks amazing. Go to PosterBurner.com/preachers today, and you'll get an additional 10% off your order. That discount applies to every type of print they offer. Again, it's PosterBurner.com/preachers.
And that's what was at the root of it, like wanting, so feeling an intangible desire to act. Is that wanting to express yourself or wanting to get validation from the crowd? Like the energy of being able to do something well that people are entertained.
I saw a production of The Music Man in second grade in Haddonfield, New Jersey. It's a small city, a small Dutch reform town next to Cherry Hill, New Jersey, right next to Philadelphia. But the audience stood up at the end and started clapping, and they were going, I was like, this is exciting. This is very exciting, and I can't wait to do this. And I was pretty young, and my mom and I did a play version of It's a Small World. Yes, the play It's a Small World of the Disney ride.
Wow.
It was a precursor to
Pirates. My parents were boycotters, so.
Of Disney.
Back in the day.
Why?
You don't remember that?
No.
Disney, like, in the 90s, maybe, came out, like, very publicly about supporting some LGBT deal. And small-town Louisiana, you can imagine.
They were totally for it.
Yeah, they were the biggest proponents.
See, I grew up in Seattle, where it was like, yep.
Yep.
Absolutely. But I suppose that happens in a lot of big cities.
Yeah, so you...
This is first play.
Yeah, in the 70s.
Yeah,
I remember the
70s. I didn't think about it. My mom and dad were like, yeah, we could tell the instant you walked on stage, this is what you were going to want it to do.
Really?
And they said, there's a photo of me in the newspaper on stage. And I was like, oh, right. There was just something about it. And
not scared,
not then. And then later on, I did used to get nervous, but then once it gets going, then it's fine.
Because it's like a muscle memory thing.
Well, it's also like a sport where you're like,
you've
now
done
it's good
so much.
It.
Yeah. But and you've also practiced a ton.
You practice, yes.
Play.
And then
rehearsals.
You start to feed off that nervousness. And then after the White House Correspondents' Dinner, which was the most nervous I've ever been.
I can't imagine.
Except for this podcast.
The pressure is on.
I was like, oh, that circuit in my brain burned out, and I will walk on stage and I was like, this is the time that I would be nervous, and now I'm not
really
ever. No, it's really weird. The only time I get nervous now is if I have to talk at a wedding, because I'm like, oh, this is like this important moment for these people. This is you will get
the
one
most
shot
important
it.
Yeah.
And I guess that's good. Then I just did Bear Grylls
Nat Geo
show, and I was like, again, guys, I have no cortisol left in my brain. And I was like, we started going down this cliff. And I was like, oh,
this is what real fear is.
No, and I was like, I'm nervous. It happened again.
Wow.
And I was like, Bear, congrats. I'm super nervous. I can't believe this.
But at least it made you aware that you were alive again.
Yeah. And also, I'm 48 next week. So if I haven't, if I haven't gotten somewhat comfortable with being on stage, then something's horribly wrong.
That's wild. With the Bear Grylls thing, that's out now, right?
That came out two nights ago, yeah.
And how'd it go?
Oh, my Lord, it was fun. You saw my Instagram post, probably.
Yeah.
I can't... I'm going to show you the picture because I'm what you would call, not that one. I'm a braggart, as you would say.
Yes, professionally almost.
Yes, there we are. Yeah, that's us climbing out of the Grand Canyon. Come on, you were in the Marines.
That's bananas. Yeah, but...
I was like, oh, Bear, this is what I should have done for a living. This is super fun.
How is he as a
co-host? He's great.
Co-host,
he really
partner.
Is great. He is... he could be a television producer of any kind of TV, because he's super aware of everything, all the cameras.
He self-produces these shows?
Well, he's got a huge crew that has to set up drones and also to make sure we don't die.
Yeah.
There was a couple things where they have to go first to make sure no one's going to get killed. And I don't know how it's happened. Like, well, we can't go there. Barry fell off. And so he's got a pretty good sense of humor. He always is trying to get you to cry. He's always trying to be very... There's always
like emotionally crying?
Yeah, because he wants to get people like super like out of their comfort zone, and they're screaming and yelling, and then he's like, tell me about your father. And,
this is not the time where
so
the
So he's like, oh, Bear, you're trying to get me to cry here, aren't you? And he's like, maybe.
Are you a crier?
I cry in the weirdest moments during commercials.
Your own commercials?
Yes, because I'm like, that was perfect.
Nailed it.
That was a perfect thing. That was the greatest post for Laffy Taffy anyone's ever
Pepsi
seen.
Or...
Definitely. Yeah, no, it's weird. I have crying the weirdest points, and then my kids go like, "You're crying." Yeah, when did I cry last? Oh, I was at the community. It's funny. The community actors. We all got together and had dinner last Sunday, and after this panel, it was really fun. And then afterwards. My wife.
Oh, you were on that show?
How
Community?
Dare you? Yes, it was me, Amy Poehler, Chris Pratt, Aubrey Plaza.
Parks and Rec, actually.
There we go. Adam Scott, amazing. No,
And then I started talking to my wife about it. I just burst out crying. I was like, I didn't realize that I miss all those people. And it was really fun to see them all.
Because that was a big, after the soup, that was your biggest chunk of time spent on one.
It was during the soup.
Okay.
Yeah, we started in 2009.
That kind of research.
Good job. They overlapped for 5 years.
Dang. That's a lot. But people love that show.
Well, yeah.
We've enjoyed it.
As you should, for the fourth season. Just, you know,
skip past. We also watched your special today, actually.
Really?
Pyongyang, yeah. Korea.
Can you believe it?
I can't, but...
A lot of people...
Surprised they let you talk so openly there.
Yeah, you would have think I would have been in jail. People have thought that was real. Guys, it's on Amazon right now. Amazon Prime.
Full disclosure, we had to wait for it to get released on Prime.
Because
not
you didn't
pay
for it.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
But thanks for buying my shirts, too.
Did I actually buy them?
No, you didn't.
Shit.
So it's... I
rappelled down the side of a building.
You did. In Atlanta, right?
No, that was here. That was at Universal.
Oh, okay. I appreciated you doing that. That was
good press?
Yeah, that was great
press.
Well,
I was like,
the people loved it.
I just take a photo of it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll wear it for this crazy thing. Sarah went down that thing, too. That was for the Union Rescue Mission, guys. It's LA's largest home... People who are experiencing homeless outreach.
They're connected to your church, right?
They are not.
But your church has a homeless ministry? I heard some interview where...
Hollywood Presbyterian has a gigantic outreach. One of the biggest in Hollywood.
Okay.
And there was a Dateline done on it because there was two old ladies who were stalking that place and getting homeless people to sign insurance policies and then running them over with their car. Hollywood. And, yeah, it was... You look it up. It's a bonkers story.
Are you going to be in the movie?
I'd like to be.
That's insane.
It's insane. It's a really good Dateline. It really is.
You also...
Only in Hollywood, right, guys?
Yeah. Or San Antonio.
Unfair.
Like,
One
bit of research I did was on Milwaukee.com said you were the...
biggest Seahawks fan on the
King
planet.
Of snark.
Damn. And I didn't even know what I never even had heard the word snark. I didn't know what it meant.
You literally define the word snark.
Thank you very much.
But, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have all sorts of people we hang out with.
Do y'all have room for two more?
Yeah, you gonna, I mean, move in?
Feel it out.
That's fine. Rent is $15,000 a month.
Sounds about standard for this town.
But let's see. No, I mean, I'm, again, a workaholic. And when you got an 11-year-old and a 14-year-old, it gets real busy. And you end up hanging out with the parents.
I see.
So, of all your kids' friends. So, yeah, Johnny Depp and I hang out all the time.
I don't believe you.
You're right. You got me there.
But you do have a pretty... I mean, I've seen videos of you with Will Ferrell, with Kevin Hart, with...
Yeah, we're always hanging
Bobby
out.
Flay.
Bobby Flay. Wow. What an interesting... You mean Gordon Ramsay?
Gordon Ramsay. Not Bobby Flay. He's that guy from that AT&T commercial.
Bobby basically. Flay?
No, Gordon Ramsay.
Yes, that's
him. Use the cocktail stick.
It's an Apple commercial.
Use the cocktail stick.
Not
pairing it with AT&T.
I like that guy.
He's the cocktail stick.
You can always, because he's always yelling and screaming, and has this extreme personality that everyone, but his crew adores him, which is the telltale sign that he's a nice person.
Like it's just a show, like him being a
right.
Jazz.
Well, there's people that come off nice on camera, and then they are monsters off camera. Mm. And
are you
they
willing
get,
to name names?
No.
No. Okay.
And my Conan O'Brien got you again. Now Conan loves his staff. He put his personal assistants now like a personality.
Sonia.
Yeah.
Movsesian. She's great.
She's really funny. Anyway, that was a side note about Gordon. But no, I don't hang out with, I don't, like Kevin, Will, Gordy. I'm watching the Kings game. You want to come on over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is.
It's more like the parents.
No, it's more like my kids are on playing Fortnite, and then
I see your setup right here with your Alienware monitor.
Yeah, that's for the VR, which Isaac really likes. I am playing Call of Duty on my Falconware laptop right now.
My wife, I've been trying to convince her to let me get Modern Warfare. Looks fun.
You have to ask her permission.
Yeah, that's how you stay married. is the wines of the bosses.
They are, but there's a line.
I seem really...
And you draw it at $60?
Yeah.
Just watch it go like, bitch. Stop.
That is the perfect example of when she would use that towards me. Yes.
You don't let him play Call of Duty?
I let him do whatever he wants.
She literally flew with me to come do a podcast. She literally
let's squad with me if I give you Call of Duty.
Yes, absolutely. I will fire that thing up tonight.
Okay,
if she'll let me.
But I also want to play the new Battlefield.
Is it out yet?
I thought the new, or maybe it's just pre-order.
I feel like it's out. You were in a video game.
What?
You were in a video game. Lego.
Good research. Yes, I was. That thing did pretty darn well for a bit while.
Did it?
The Lego Dimensions? Yeah, that was pretty good. That was really fun to make.
Was that your first voiceover? You've done other voiceover
deals. Coming up, Mortal Kombat.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's like a fully animated deal?
No, it's fully animated.
The game or a movie?
The movie. Two movies.
You're in Mortal... Which character?
Johnny Cage.
I was always a Sub-Zero fan.
Finish him. Well, they all have
a... I know. But, I used to play that in arcade.
When you were much younger than me, but I used to play that in college in the 90s.
Back when you had a ton of girlfriends.
Oh, man. I was like, what are you doing tonight?
I'm going to go hit
the... hang out?
I got to this roll of quarters.
I'm going to go get some teriyaki, rice, and then maybe an evening of...
You can watch me play Mortal Kombat.
Maybe even go way back and play some Street Fighter. What do you think, babe?
Or some Ninja Turtles. Yeah, that was my game back in the day.
I just remember playing it. I was like, I'm getting pretty good. And then a kid would get on there and just whip my ass. And be like, all right.
Yeah, they're kids more than ever good at freaking video games.
Yeah, I mean, that is always the case. But it now, when you just the number, I mean.
Do you think it's a developmental thing? Or like they're being brought up in it? Because like the kids that like destroy in Fortnite are so far beyond.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. The speed. I mean, most of those kids are on PCs. And it's learned because they are given the tools very young.
Yeah. How was your experience with the Pro-Am? Because really people don't know, that's the first place any quote-unquote famous person wore my merch.
See? And
that meant a lot. I appreciate it. Like being sincere. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I am saying you're welcome sincerely.
Oh, thank you.
How
was your experience there?
It was great fun. I'm terrible at the game, but I love the game. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and my kids are good at it. And
have you played the update or like the second episode?
Oh, I was there when all that, we watched that live. When that thing went just dark for 2 days, yeah, we were there.
You start thinking like, this is how my life ended up. I'm waiting for the release of a new...
It was like when Who Shot JR or the last episode of the first season of Survivor. It was exciting.
Jeez. But you got destroyed. At the Pro-Am.
The first one, I killed someone, and I killed some professional basketball player. And my kids were just relieved that I didn't embarrass them. The second one, the level of play had increased so dramatically. And my 14-year-old was always like, Dad, I'm not really good at the game, but you are terrible. And I'm like, that's...
Which probably should be always be the case. Because if you're destroying in Fortnite, you're probably neglecting...
Yeah. Fitness. Find like a dad who's great at Fortnite.
That's always been my thing about video games. Is like there's really never, unless you're trying to like bond with your kids or something, it doesn't seem like there's many good excuses to just be melting 8 hours away.
If your kid is going to school and going like, damn, I can't beat my dad in Overwatch, it just doesn't seem like it's possible. It doesn't. That's not a conversation that happens. Now, you know, like if it's a sport, like, you know, it's basketball or something, you can beat your kid for quite a while.
Yeah.
But then when high school hits, if they're trying at all, they're going to whip your ass all over the place.
That would be a proud moment, I think.
Yeah. I remember when I got better at sports than my dad and I was like, oh.
Oh, you're human. You are fallible.
That's exactly it. He was very, my dad was, we'd play tennis, but he'd always get me, he'd always start telling jokes and screwing around, and he would just frustrate the hell out of me, and then he'd win, because I was so frustrated.
And was he an athlete in his own right, or was he just, did he just...
He was good at sports, but he wasn't insane
Yeah.
or anything. I don't think,
He boxed in high school, but yeah, no. But that's all I did was if there was a ball of any size, I was bouncing it.
Did you play college football?
Yeah, not really, but yeah, for 2 years, I was a very good at showing the defense how hard they hit.
So
I received a lot of blows.
I did that in football too. Where did you play?
The University of Washington.
Oh, so you did play at Washington. Go Huskies. Go Huskies.
Where'd you play?
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Is that a college?
It's like a, just like a safe
college?
House. Yeah.
No, I like that.
I played eighth and ninth grade, and then I started playing in bands because I wanted to never have a girlfriend. And so I
because
fully
it was
went into
band?
Music. No, it was in, we were in basically like a Jimmy Eat World cover band. Like I said, because.
Can you play that song right now, everyone?
I played drums, so I can't play any song.
That one?
Yeah. I actually, through the Instagram account, I've built a relationship with their drummer, Zach Lynn.
How happy are you?
Full circle. Now he's trying to talk to me. Suck it, Jimmy Eat World.
Sucky Jimmy Eat World.
People are going to get annoyed if I don't ask you what your actual thoughts on...
Go ahead.
Everyone stop listening. Your actual thoughts on... the mostly LA church scene, the thing that's behind the
people will get mad that they don't ask me this.
Yeah, because some people want there to be a purpose behind this podcast. Jesus. I don't.
For those of you out there that are listening, like, who's gonna get to the purpose?
I can't overstate how.
He hasn't said the word Jesus yet. Why is he gonna say that?
Have you chosen to accept Jesus in your?
Into my heart? No, he's in my lungs at this point, but he's moving through all the vital organs.
Dang it.
That stuff drives me wild.
I know.
Like, people, that's why Christian rock sucks.
Yeah.
Because I was like...
Tell us how you really feel, though, about Christian rock.
Well, you know what? I don't know what it's like now.
I mean,
I just remember the 90s where I'm like, every song is only very explicitly... saying that they believe in Jesus. Can't they talk about anything else?
At least some metaphor, some like artistic.
It's like U2 is doing a pretty good job of that. So why don't you guys?
Eventually they caught on. Now all the bands sound like U2.
They do.
I don't know if
which is also not a good thing.
Right. It's like in doses.
I remember this one band. I wanted to say their name. This is look when I started when I had my conversion when I was younger. I was like, man. I'm not giving up my music.
I'm not smashing these CDs.
I'm like, I'm not still listening to Alice in Chains, guys.
Because you grew up Catholic, but you had a moment where...
Yeah, the moment? Yeah, it was like 45 minutes ago.
You're welcome.
It wasn't you. It was the dog.
Oh.
I read
dogs. We don't deserve dogs.
On his collar.
Dogs are definitely evidence of a God that...
So, all right, so I should go soon. But,
okay, sorry.
So you're... I wish I hadn't. Let me see if they... Hold on. Let me see if they said anything. Okay, wait, come on.
You can always come back, you know.
No, LA church, what was your question?
Basically, what are your thoughts about, like, the hip LA church culture now? Like, the reason you like the Preachers and Sneakers thing?
This is great, because this is going to be a very disappointing answer. Wow, hold on. Because I don't know anything about it.
You have some opinion about... like hypocrisy and like prosperity type.
Yeah, no.
Teaching.
See, yes, but I don't know if I've ever been. I've been to one mega church once, and it was in Seattle, and I realized that I am not there. I'm not. That was not for me. If it's for you, I think the health and wealth thing is pretty terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
But if those big. Progressive churches, I'm sure they're great. Go for it, guys. But I think my Catholic upbringing instilled the ritual that I really like. And I've even gotten to the point where now I will pray the rosary sometimes because I'm like, oh, the repetition is very peaceful and I really am enjoying it. And then when I learned the meaning behind it, like people couldn't read way back when. They couldn't.
Yeah.
It's like, this is the way to remember the prayers.
Yeah.
And so
So I don't. It's very. I'm king of snark. As
what you on talking? Milwaukee.com.
Milwaukee.com
in 2011.
So, they. I will. I would. Wow. I have my mechanism in my brain is to make fun of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've passed that down to my children, and that's in my brain. And so, there's just something about it. It's just, I can't, I'm not going to jump up and down.
Yeah. So it's more of a comfort zone for you to have a ritual that you can basically depend on
the preachers at the Hollywood Presbyterian have been great. I haven't been going a lot since I land. So the last few years have been going crazy on stand up, and yeah. I fly back on Sunday mornings, but it's not.
You're not looking for an emotional experience. Like you're looking for.
I'm trying not to make fun of them. so it's look, okay. It's great if it works for you. But that's great. But it's, yeah. So I don't know about like the different, I don't even know their names.
That's okay.
They always have like names like
the action,
like the spiral, or I don't know. Yes, the joypad.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's all right.
They're like the purple robe. And I'm like, all right, sounds great. So,
but you like? I mean, y'all go to Hollywood Pres, and you like
not
that
as
and
much
works
as,
for you?
Not as much as I should. Sarah goes more than me, but
yeah, well, good on. Well, because she's a saint.
She is. She really is. I mean, I got the good one. Sorry, dudes. Yeah. And so, yeah. That was my super shitty punt of uh-huh. that answering that.
I feel
question.
Inspired.
Yeah. So, where do you guys go?
We go to Watermark in Dallas. Yeah.
So that's
like the perfect example.
There's movie chairs and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like
it's incredibly comfortable.
There's like a band and there's like movie screens and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I can't.
That's all right.
Like, sorry, I'm judging all you. Yeah, no, I'm not. No, it's just not my thing. Maybe it will be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll convert. Or I'll go, like, Greek Orthodox.
Yeah.
I Showing really up in like a suit. All that stuff.
So interesting.
I mean, I don't like that priests can't marry. That should definitely be a thing. But the ritual is, you know, very, very old. It's pagan, right? I mean, it's going way back. So I, for whatever reason, I like the... Yeah, there's a really good documentary series in the 90s called Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, which is, I recommend.
You're big into documentaries and audiobooks.
I used to. Audiobooks is my fucking jam.
Because
I'm dyslexic and I am distracted at all times. And so if you see me with AirPods in and I'm not talking, I'm definitely listening to a book.
Have you gotten the new AirPods yet? Did Apple send those to you?
The pros?
Yeah.
No, I'm using these Master and Dynamics. Which are a revelation.
Are those like audiophile type headphones?
Anybody can buy them. I mean,
with $1,000.
Yeah. I feel like if you're going to splurge on anything, it should be headphones because you use them a lot.
Yeah.
No,
it makes a difference.
No, I like the AirPods because you can hear a little bit on the outside. The AirPod Pros go all the way in. The Master Dynamics go all the way in. And like if you're on a plane, can't hear anything. And their over-the-ear ones are... nuts.
We should look at those if would allow it.
We'll ask her permission later.
I will.
We can make a request.
Everyone now knows that I'm a pushover.
Request.
Which is great. I know we're out of time.
No, what is he? What did you want to call him?
A bitch.
There you go.
Since I have control of this, I'll be editing.
A bitch.
Are you gonna bleep me for this?
No, I'm not. The I get the little E notifier on my I can list it as explicit.
Oh.
And it gives me a little clout with the secular crowd. Yeah, because I'm edgy, pushing the envelope. Anyways, you're doing a lot of stand-up right now.
Not as much as... last weekend was the last one for a while. I'm doing a little bit this weekend, but...
because you're back to...
Because I can't be gone every weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm going to New York tomorrow. Because
you were going to a bunch of random, like, casinos in Mississippi.
Yeah, I do like going weird places because those are the people that I love talking to. Because a lot of my act is... talking for
right.
the first 20 minutes is trying to get to know them,
and it's like localized, like you try to
you're in southern Idaho, it's pretty good.
And that's a new thing for you, like relatively new stand-up in the context of your career?
Right? Yeah, I started in 2005.
Okay, well, that's 14 years.
Yeah, now that I've done, I mean, I must have done it 20,000 times. That's not realistic. But yeah, now I'm finally good at it.
Yeah.
I used to be pretty bad.
Do you have anything to pub for my 200 people that listen to this podcast? Like, what are you working on? How can people find you on the internet?
JoelMchale.com. Boy, a couple gigs. I'm trying to figure out. There's a movie called Becky coming out, a movie called Happily coming out.
Oh, nice. You know,
Masked Singer's coming up. Oh, Will and Grace is coming up.
Jeez.
A few episodes of that.
You're a judge on Masked Singer?
No, I'm the metallic deer.
Oh. Well, yeah, spoiled it for everyone.
That's me. No, I'm Terry Bradshaw. Terry Bradshaw comes out, and then he rips the Terry Bradshaw mask off. And it's terrifying.
I liked your Papa John's joke about that.
Oh,
on your special about the Papa John's
guy
ripping his face.
Papa John will be like that at all. Especially the part where he's having sex in the middle of a football field.
Right, yeah, that was we fast-forwarded through that part.
A little hot under the collar.
Yeah, it is. Stays. Yeah, anyways.
How long have we been talking? I'm curious.
Probably about an hour.
An hour and 4 minutes
oh,
and
good.
55
okay,
seconds.
I have to, I'm supposed to be at the place I'm supposed to be, which is like 10 miles from here.
Oh, okay. So like 45 minutes
Eight
away.
8 minutes ago. So,
thanks, Joel McHale. Like, we actually talked to him on our podcast.
What did you think was going
to
happen?
Well, I just figured it wasn't going to happen.
You thought I was going to be like, oh, man, something came up. Mm-hmm. The fuel injector in my
LA,
Maserati is acting up on me.
The private jet, we had to leave because the pilots, yeah. So
you don't even meet the pug. Our pug dog.
Oh, no.
Yelled me up.
Thanks for having us. Thanks
Thank
for talking
you for
to
having
us.
Me.
This was the best podcast interview you've ever done.
You know what? I'm going to say it is too, because I can't remember what I was going
to
say.
That's all right. I'm looking forward to squatting up in Modern Warfare soon.
I would
if
do
my
that.
Wife
Let's
agrees.
Do it for Jesus.
Let's do it for Jesus. Let's start a team. All right. Thanks, man.
Hey, thank you. Go Cowboys.
Go Seahawks. Big shouts out to my homie Zane Callister for producing this week's episode and making my voice sound way better than it actually is. Not only that, he also provided the intro music from his band Utah. If you haven't checked him out yet, check him out on Spotify and Instagram and everywhere else on the internet at Made by Utah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.